The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
What's new? We've got some texts on the talking text line dealing with food. 800-990-3776. Sam saying, Joshy, if you have no grill, microwave the sweet corn, wrap it in a damp paper towel. It's better than boiling.
Really?
That's what Sam is saying.
Okay.
That's what Sam's standing on.
I did reach out to my parents who have housed many of my things for the 15 moves I've had in the approximately past 10 years.
Sure.
I have a grill, a nice Weber gas grill. You can argue charcoal, whatever. It's easier. Not as good tasting, but I have one of those that I acquired from a Dave Matthews Band concert.
How the hell did you get a Weber grill from a Dave Matthews Band concert?
Somebody.
And what the hell are you doing at a Dave Matthews Band concert?
This was back like 10, 15 years ago.
Okay, I was about to say. Yeah. You seem
I grew
not
up,
like the Dave Matthews Band type.
I grew up about 10 minutes from there. So we went to basically any concert for any reason to drink.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Same thing with Jimmy Buffett. I know two songs ever, but that's
really
a party.
That's more your style.
Jimmy
no?
Buffett's closer to Joshy yes. than Dave Matthews Band is, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But someone left it because where the propane comes out of the actual flame, it had gotten clogged because they didn't clean it, and I just took about an hour and a half and cleaned it, and it was a perfectly working grill.
Nice.
So saved myself $500 in that process.
Not really, if you're just basically in a storage at your parents' house.
Yeah, there's a lot of moves, but I'm rehabbing it. I'm bringing it back.
All right.
It's going to have a third life now.
Just don't put it on your neighbor's porch.
Kevin texts in 800-990-3776. Trattoria Le Chew would have a great menu. Chernobyl corn, birthday borscht, Angie's lasagna, tuna fish tomato soup, and for dessert, Frankie's bag of donuts.
That's very good.
It seems like we've kicked off a menu for the fake restaurant that Chewy is eventually going to have.
It has to be crockpot lasagna.
Yeah, crockpot lasagna, yes.
Tuna, tomato soup.
And instead of table salt, we put Lowry's on the table.
Which is much healthier for
yes.
you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do with the Packer game now tomorrow. Like, I was excited to talk a little, you know, oh, man, Packers preseason. Like, this is the one thing maybe we can get excited for. My excitement, though, has completely dampened after talking to Jason and Craig.
Yeah, but what if they play, like, Kaka?
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter because they're not going to have most of there's a good chance that they don't even put their starters out there. So who cares?
The Packers?
The Packers.
I guarantee if they go 3 and out on offense with the starters in there, they're going again.
Yeah, but I don't know if the starters are going out there. Like, Jason put the breadcrumb out there that there's a possibility.
No, I thought they were definitely playing.
Well, just because LaFleur said they were playing, like, they could go through warm-ups, get them mentally ready in that headspace, and then go, yeah, you're not playing.
Isn't that bad sportsmanship?
No.
Why?
Because Kevin Stefanski's, the only thing that he's saying is that Deshaun Watson won't start and that there are other starters who won't play. He's just not saying who.
So Jordan Love, seeing Jordan Love does nothing for you. You're wrong, Gabe. If he goes out and throws two picks, you're not going to be very happy on Monday.
No. I mean, it's, again, just based off of talking to Jason, based off talking with Craig, but do you think he's going to go out there and throw two picks?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just doesn't.
But there's things with,
it's not,
you know,
actually going to matter.
The kicking matters.
The kicking,
the
sure.
The backup running back matters.
Sure, if Marshawn Lloyd even plays.
Like, why wouldn't he play? He's been practicing.
He's been practicing, but I mean, if they just want to make sure he's healthy.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Plus, if Marshawn Lloyd breaks off a big run against guys who are going to be bagging groceries in 2 weeks, like, does that get you?
Defensive, I mean, it's going to be different. The look is going to be much different than Joe Barry. I know they're not going to show much, but, I mean, if they plan on being 60% man or 70% man 30, then you're going to know that.
I will say the one thing I guess I could be at least a little bit intrigued for, because I was not watching Giants-Lions last night, but they were showing, there were a couple of tweets on social media, and Joshy shared one with us, of the new first down system and how that gets implemented.
What about kickoff return? I like it. I don't know why people don't like it. I think there's greater possibility for bigger returns this.
And there's a possibility of, you know, the return team, or excuse me, the coverage team making a big play, because you make one guy miss and you can be in a great position to make a play.
Yeah. Yeah, lane discipline is huge just because there's not a lot of space.
But it's different. Coaches are figuring it out. So, yeah, the kickoff is intriguing. So,
I mean, it's not great. It's not the Eagles, but it's certainly at 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon the best thing that's out there right now. Right? I mean, golf is, yeah.
It's not better than the Brewers.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. It's kind of like the box. You know how I start watching?
Yeah.
April.
Okay.
I'm not there with the 50 games is still a lot of games. Now, they're going to win the Central.
They should win the division, yes.
I just want to see how they're playing, maybe with 10 games left.
Okay.
If they're playing well, they're hot, pitchers are good, then I'll start getting excited. But 50 games out, I'm not there yet.
They have an opportunity against the Dodgers next week to surpass them and become the number two team in the National League, which would be huge because then you get a bye into the divisional round. You don't have to worry about like what happened last year with the Braves, where a team comes in here in the wild card round, beats you 2 out of 3, and you're done. This gets you to the best of 5. This gets you into a little bit more.
Do you want to buy?
Yes. Yes. I want to buy.
In baseball, you want to buy.
I don't want to be...
I thought gaps in baseball weren't good when it screws up your pitching rotation.
Well, but you can set your pitching rotation. You know, I mean, you can get the work in. Is game one a little wonky? Yes, it can be a little wonky. But at the same time, like, losing 2 games in baseball is nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Losing 2 games in a baseball series is nothing. Like, 5-game series are a little, okay, you can lose 3 out of 5. Like, that happens.
Like, that Packer game, I mean, that Brewer game on Saturday really means nothing, right? And I disagree with you.
It means more than the Packers preseason game.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Telling you. If they come out and look like crap, you're going to be venting on Monday.
No. I don't care. Like, I had excitement.
Is there anything?
And the excitement was stolen from me by Jason and Chris.
Is there anything that they could do on Saturday that will concern you?
Injuries.
Yeah, one thing only, injuries.
I want to see the individual players. I want to see Evan Williams. I want to see the wide receivers, like Gabe mentioned. I want to see Edgerrin Cooper, Tyron Hopper.
Which is a lot. You're telling me a lot.
Well, but.
Yeah, but it's individuals. Like, how do they look? I want to see the defensive line.
Some of those guys
are
hurt.
Like, how does TJ Slayton look? How does, like, I assume Kenny Clark probably isn't going to be playing a whole much, but how does Devontae Wyatt look? Is Van Ness creating disruption? Those are all things I'm looking for more individual, like, where is this guy at? I'm not going to make a whole story out of him because obviously there's not going to be starters.
I don't know.
Everywhere.
I just think there's a lot because Clifford's going to be playing a ton and he's not having the greatest camp. If he goes out and plays like crap, what do you do? Do you have to. The function of a backup quarterback is if your starter is out for 4 games, that backup has to win 2 of them. Has to win 2 of them. So if he goes out and plays like crap and you don't think Pratt's the guy and you don't think he can do it, you have to go out and get somebody.
But it's too late. There's maybe
no,
5.
It's not.
Shoot, there's maybe. There aren't starters in the league that can win 2 out of 4 games. There's maybe.
With the Packers.
There's
the Packers,
maybe 5 quarterbacks.
Roster?
Maybe 5 quarterbacks across the league that if your starter goes down for 4 games, that you can win 2 of them. Maybe 5 backups across the league. Quarterbacking is, for the most part, not very good right now. It's very bad.
But when you are a Super Bowl contender. You have to have a guy that can win. If you lose 4 because your starter is out, your season is over.
Yeah.
Done.
And that's true for most teams. Guess what happened? Guess what happened when Joe Burrow went down for the Cincinnati Bengals, who had Super Bowl aspirations last year?
Who was out there right now?
Jake Browning was
good. Can you give me a list of who's out there?
Yeah, and guess what? Their season was still over.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, is Nate Sudfeld, does he do anything for you? He's the Lions' backup. They've got Super Bowl aspirations.
Who's Kansas City? Kansas City, I don't know. Yeah. But like Jameis Winston for Cleveland, he could win 2 games.
Yeah.
He could win two games with that roster.
Sure. All right, we got one.
Who?
That's all I'm saying. There's one guy.
Lance Romance in Dallas. You don't think if Dak goes down, he could win two games?
Trey Lance?
Yeah. No?
He might not make the team.
I don't even know if he's the backup.
The best remaining quarterback free agents. This first name is going to get Chewy going.
Oh boy.
Ryan Tannehill.
I would take him.
Trevor Siemian, Blaine Gabbert, AJ McCarron, Brian Hoyer, Kellen Mond, Ben DiNucci, and the worst quarterback in Madden football, and maybe NFL history, Nathan Peterman.
Never heard of him.
I'm out on all of them.
He's the one who threw pick sixes like in six straight games.
I would take Tannehill. Break glass in case of emergency, I would
When's
take
When's the
Tannehill.
Last time he played?
Last year.
I don't think so. Did he play
he
for somebody last year?
He might have started the season. I mean, Will Levis didn't play the full season, but who was their other quarterback?
That's fair. Okay. So he's just out there hanging out.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver.
All right. Can Clifford the Big Red Dog, based upon what we saw last year, win two games for the Packers?
I think it's opponent dependent and how he plays dependent. Like, maybe.
Like, well, we're going to find out tomorrow night.
I mean,
tomorrow afternoon.
Was it DiNucci who ran all over the Packers? No. What was that guy's name?
He is Italian.
For the Giants?
Oh, yeah. Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
Tommy DeVito. Yeah.
Like, that guy didn't deserve to be in the NFL.
He won.
He won games. Can Sean Clifford do that? Sure. Maybe.
The point being, like, you're holding on to your shorts no matter who the backup is if Jordan goes down.
The point being is there's enough to watch tomorrow at 3:30.
Yeah, but if Sean Clifford plays great against the Browns' third string,
I'm good.
That's going to get you going.
Yeah.
Are you going to come in here singing the praises of Sean Clifford if he's the laser show against the Browns' third stringers?
Absolutely.
Because there was also a time when, now I'm blanking on the former Texas Tech quarterback that was a backup for the Packers for years.
Number one. You guys are both.
Who had a perfect quarterback rating.
You're both liars. You're both liars. Because you, Joshy, you will have a cold one at 3:20 tomorrow, maybe with some corn or popcorn, and you'll be sitting there watching it.
I'm going to watch every minute of it.
And you'll be into it. And so will Gabe.
I don't know if I'll watch every minute. We'll see how the first half goes. I'm going to watch the first half, but if Michael Pratt's playing all of the second half, do I really have to watch it?
Gabe's going to have his Sterling Sharp jersey on, right? He's probably going to have the Traeger going with some ribs in it halftime.
I got to work tomorrow night, man.
Doing what?
I got
radio.
I got radio. I got prime time tomorrow night.
Really? That's
6
a shame.
To 9 p.m.
You should take more time off,
Kim. Yeah, that sucks for you.
Yeah, so
I ain't working.
Yeah, I know. But you're also not going to watch the second half. You might. Okay, over under. Does Chewy make it to halftime? Does Chewy make it to halftime?
Easy under.
So
we
that's
can barely
5 o'clock?
Get him to watch
is that 5
season
o'clock?
Games.
That's 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, number one, I can't watch it at my house, so I have to go somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So it's all going to be dependent on the flavor of the place where I'm at. More so than the game. Right?
Unbelievable.
What?
He's sitting out here, Josh, calling us out, and he's not even... Oh, you guys are fraud. You're the fraud.
I know I'm a fraud. I fully admit that I am a fraud.
See, this is what I try to get at him. He just he just leans into it. What am I supposed to do in return to that?
He always wins.
Nothing. You know what you're supposed to do in return to that? Say, I'm a fraud as well.
How am I a fraud?
Because you will be on the edge of your seat watching everything.
I won't be on the edge of my seat. I'll guarantee
going,
that.
Can you believe he did that? Can you believe it?
I can guarantee you I will not be on the edge of my seats. That's the one thing I can guarantee when it comes to Packers preseason tomorrow. The other thing I love to do, I love playing golf. And this year I joined the Wisconsin Country Club. And there's no assessments ever, no food and beverage minimums. I love being out there for the great golf course. But maybe you want something more than just a great golf course. Maybe you're looking for pool, tennis, pickleball. They have all that too, themed Sunday fun day at the pool for you and the kids as well. Plus, Wisconsin Country Club is giving back to the community, and so can you. Swing for Cindy and help raise money for ALS August 26th, 10 a.m. shotgun start, silent auction, raffles, putting contest, and more. For more information, just contact Don Tracy or Derek Gentry at the Wisconsin Country Club and go to wisconsincountryclub.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense,
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid, and we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
When Christian Yelich went down for the Milwaukee Brewers, I mean, there was understandably some concern. He had been playing at an MVP level for the first time since 2019, but dealing with his back injury, and we do hope that he comes back because it's going to be a good thing for the Brewers if he is able to come back. Maybe we should have seen this coming because Jackson Chourio has been able to kind of fill that offensive void that has been left. Because Jackson Chourio has been having an unbelievable second half of the season as the 20-year-old ended up having two home runs yesterday in a big blowout win for the Brewers, but he's catching the attention, Chew, of a lot of national people as well. My guys, Paul Hembakidis, Hembo, maybe you know him if you listen to Greeny, and Buster Olney, who has, you know, forgotten more about baseball than most of us know, on the Baseball Tonight podcast had this to say about the Brewers' budding superstar.
Let's consider the context. David Stearns, gone. Got a promotion, theoretically. Craig Counsell, gone. Got a promotion, theoretically. Corbin Burns, gone. Contract year. And now Christian Yelich has a bad back. And this team's still doing it, and he's probably the best player on it at the age of 20 years old right now. I wouldn't say that he's on like the super short list of players that you necessarily build a franchise around. I want to see it for more than a month and a half. But it's hard for me to overstate just how impressive he's been the last 6 weeks or so when you consider how hard it is for some of these young guys to improve mid-season. When you look at the swing decisions and his pitch recognition and some of the more like advanced, like sort of statsy inside baseball type stuff, because you know the tools pop off the page. But this is a really, really good player that the Brewers are most definitely building around.
He reminds me this season of Juan Soto at the beginning of his career, where you're like, okay, this player is different. We've seen great young players before, but this player is different in the way that he's excelling.
So why don't they throw money at young players?
Well, they
like
did.
Ron used to do.
The Brewers did. They've got Jackson Chourio locked up for the next 8 years.
8 years?
They signed it to him before the season started, before he stepped foot on a major league field. Wow. He got an 8-year, $82 million contract.
That was a smart signing. No, that was very smart.
That's the approach that the Braves have taken, who the Brewers just swept while scoring like a million runs in all three games.
Yeah.
That's an approach that they've taken with especially some of these foreign players who $82 million is life-changing money, all guaranteed. So probably in 2 years, Jackson Chourio is going to be undervalued and quite a deal for the Brewers, which gives them a lot to build around.
That's what they have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because baseball's not fair, you know?
Yeah, it was the gamble that they took. And, I mean, the Brewers haven't missed a beat because Jackson Chourio and Garrett Mitchell have been mashing the baseball ever since he went down. They've got these young guys that are just, and it's exciting. I mean, Jackson Chourio playing this well, you know, like you probably had to make excuses for him in your mind in the first half when he was hitting near the Mendoza line.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the second half of the season, he has been so good.
Well, let me ask you this, and it kind of runs parallel to the final exam that I was asking Jason about with the kickers.
Mm-hmm.
How much is Pat Murphy responsible for this season? 30-40%? What does a manager, I know it's not as much as football, but what does a manager account for the success of the team?
It's a great question. I think it's a tough one to answer.
Because I'll give you an example. Like Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and that. Andy Reid is 50% of the reason why they are so successful.
I would agree. I mean, he gets a huge chunk, a lot more than Pat Murphy would get, and I don't want to diminish what Pat Murphy has done. It's just the coaches have, because Andy Reid's calling a play. There's not plays necessarily in baseball that you're calling on a down-to-down basis.
But you're managing a game.
It's about an attitude that the Brewers have adopted that they've really morphed around their manager. They've been more aggressive. They don't give a rip what you think about them. They're just going to go out there and do their thing. And a lot of that is Pat Murphy.
I mean, it's almost like I'm glad Council's gone. Right? I mean, you have to have some of that.
I would like to think that Council, again, Council wouldn't have had the same attitude that Pat Murphy does. They're different people, right? Even though they got along and they're great friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that Council would have done some of the similar things, because this is a young athletic team, and in order to win, they've had to do some of the things they've done in terms of being aggressive on the base paths, etc. But do I think that they're 65-49 with Craig Council? I do not.
I would agree.
Because it seems like, and maybe because they're younger and Murphy had so much success at the college level,
yeah,
he's been able to connect with this team. I don't know. But he has certainly connected with this team.
But why the experts miss so bad? Because at the end of the day, they missed big time. Because the under over total, I think, was 78.5,
something like that.
And they're going to blow the doors off of that.
It's easy to explain that.
But is this the Houston Texans of last year, where no one was giving them a chance, a young quarterback, but they're probably going to go at best 6-11?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, it's a young team. They've lost all these things, but...
Was it more the pitching, though?
A lot of it's the pitching, but also, I don't think anybody thought Jackson Churio would be playing the way he has in the last month and a half.
This happens with the Brewers every single year. For whatever reason, the analytics and stuff they study always leads to the NL Central having teams not be as good as they are, aside from the Brewers. Every year, the Pirates are going to take it, the Reds are going to take it, the Cubs are going to take it, and those teams always underperform, and the Brewers always overperform, because naturally, if somebody's underperforming, you have to go up somewhere. It's just, the Brewers are doing it in an unconventional way, and have for a while now, even with Craig Council, where they eke out wins, and they steal wins, and they perform in ways that it's just hard to prognosticate. You can't really predict... Oh, yeah, the Brewers are going to have 17, 18 different starting pitchers, and for some reason, most of them are going to be pretty good.
I mean, think about the year they went to the NLCS.
Mm-hmm.
Ulys Chacin was their best pitcher. Like, you can't prognosticate that, oh, yeah, this journeyman's suddenly just going to have a career year and be an ace of a staff that is in desperate need of one, right? Like, you can't just go, oh, yeah, Bryce Terang's going to go from a hitter who's not very good to being one of the best second basemen in all of baseball. Oh, yeah, Jackson Churio at 20 years old is going to flourish before your eyes. Christian Yelich is going to regain MVP form. Like, you could point to William Contreras and go, yeah, offensively, he's going to be one of the best catchers in baseball. But after that, it was just a bunch of question marks that have all fallen into place for the Brewers this season.
No, it's really been unbelievable. When you think of the guys they got rid of?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they traded away
Corbin Burns, Woodruff. I mean, that's an unbelievable one, yeah, too. And they didn't play a game from this year. And they're better.
Yeah. And they're better. And, oh, by the way, Freddy Peralta's not pitching up to his expectations.
Yeah, baseball's weird, man. It really is.
To put the Jackson Churio stuff in context, I was actually talking to one of my friends about this, because he was like, what a tear this guy's on. This is before his multi-home run game yesterday. He had hits in 12 of his last 14 games. 10 of those... of those 12 being multi-hit games. In the last 15 days, he's 21 of 52.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's going out to bat, and it's a coin flip if he's going to get a hit.
Well, just think about, Chewy, also, how strong you were at the age of 20, and then how strong you were at 25, 26.
Yeah.
Like, this kid's only going to get stronger. He's only going to get better.
So what? I mean, based upon going off of what we believe this season was going to be at the beginning of the season, what's good enough for this team?
I think they can make an NLCS.
Is that good? Is that a great year?
Yeah.
How about what's before the NLCS?
The NLDS, which is what you would get.
Is that still a great year?
I mean, if you get one of the top two seeds in the National League, yeah, I think that's a pretty good year.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to be super disappointed if they end up having to face the Dodgers and being like, well, or the Phillies. And yeah, it's like, yeah, they beat us. Well, yeah.
I think everything's gravy from here on out.
Yeah, you would like to see them kind of work in the margins to try and improve, but it is what it is. The team's overperforming, they're good.
Have fun with it. The next 49 games.
I can't wait. I love playoff baseball.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, playoff baseball is great.
They are in sort of a mirror situation to the Packers last year, except for their overperforming all season long.
Yeah, versus.
But like the expectations we all had was like, yeah, maybe they could sneak in a wild card. Maybe they can play that. Mm-hmm.
They're running away and hiding in the division.
Yes.
They're competing for best in the National League.
Yes.
They're only 3.5 games
it's
behind.
It's insane. That's crazy.
They're closer to the Phillies than the Cardinals are to the Brewers.
Yeah.
And I don't think it gets talked about enough nationally.
I think it's starting to.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's starting to kind of reach where everyone's going. I think everyone expected, I think reasonably, that they're going to come down to earth a little bit here.
I don't know.
And they did come down to earth for like half a month.
What's earth? losing a series 1-2? That's not earth.
Yeah.
That's falling out of a tree.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were below 500 in July.
Yeah, they got swept by the Nationals. That wasn't, what you're looking for. But prior to that, they had, like...
But now they just swept Atlanta, right?
Yep. Yes. Got that one back.
Got it right back.
Against a good team.
Against a really good team. That's fighting for their playoff lives as well. Wow. Which is why this Dodgers series, which begins, again, starts with the Reds. Got to take care of business against the Reds. But Dodgers, next Monday through Thursday at AmFam, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone, not even realize it, just like I was. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, those could be signs of low testosterone. And Mentality can help. Just go to their website, lowtusa.com. Book an appointment, go through their process, and if your testosterone levels are low, they will come up with a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. It's not one size fits all. It is customized for you so you can start feeling and performing at your very best. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality at lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the birthday.
Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone
God,
on their
birthday.
God, it's
so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We do have the week in reach here to get you, but first, Chewy, you have a question you'd like to ask.
I do. Because I just did it. I knew I did it. I'm not cognizant that I do it all the time. Simple question. Are you guys wall leaners when you pee? One hand against the wall.
Depends upon how many drinks I've had.
Okay.
I feel.
So you have done it before.
I have done it before.
Is it because you're short?
No, I never want to touch anything in the bathroom.
Even in your own house?
I mean... Usually, I don't do it anyway.
I think it's a short thing. If you're above 6'1", then you don't maybe do it all the time, but you certainly did it. If you're below, then you never do it.
Is this one of those things that we just talk about amongst ourselves, or can we actually pull this one, Joshy?
I mean, I guess we can.
Well, I feel this is borderline of...
Are you guys telling me that in public... I mean, you did it here, since you mentioned it.
Yeah, but that's private. It's a one,
I don't do it.
The people here are filthy pigs.
Yes, they are.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, but as high up I'm on the wall, no one's touching where I'm touching on the wall, basically, is what I'm saying.
It's a good point.
Yeah, but we learned about particles floating. Mythbusters taught us that. That's why you're not supposed to leave your toothbrush out in the open.
That's...
So the Mythbusters... You're calling them out?
Joshy, I grew up on a farm. You're not supposed to wash your hands because you want your body to get acclimated to germs. That's how I live. I don't know if it's an excuse or a real thing, but that's what I'm sticking
Seems
to.
Seems like a pretty good excuse.
Yes. Put it on the poll. I'm very interested to know. I think it's a height thing.
Yeah, but like I go to urinals all the time, and that's not preventing me from touching the wall.
I don't in urinals because you can crawl up on that thing.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I mean, you can get pretty close to a urinal.
Yeah. But so why are you wall leaning? Because you're just...
Because it gets you a lean and it's just an easier target.
Okay. So...
You're talking angles here. Yeah, I thought you were just trying to relax.
No, he's talking about angles.
A little bit of that.
He's talking about angles. it easier.
I get why you do it after a few drinks because you're a little woozy. Yeah. You're a little woozy.
You need to stabilize.
Have I done it? Absolutely. Sometimes it's required.
Okay. That's all I want is honesty on this show. Yeah, that's all I want.
Thank you. If I have my wits about me, the only thing I want to touch is my member.
And with that, let's get to We Can Reach You.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the We Can Reach You.
This is a game where we test Chewy's memory. What did he say? When did he say it? Throughout the course of the week. We've got five questions Joshy has come up with. If Chewy gets three right, he wins. If he gets three wrong, he loses. I missed Monday and Tuesday this week. I was on vacation, and whoo boy, there's some good ones here.
Was there? Okay.
Question one begins with an audio clip.
A skunked butt chowder.
What did you refer to as ass skunked butt chowder?
I remember saying it. I have no idea what I was talking about.
What? What was it? The faces you come up with are fantastic. Beer at a pizza place. Beer is what you refer to as ass-skunked butt chowder.
This is when you were complaining about the wine at the pizza shop not being up to snuff.
But you'll admit that some establishments do not clean their pipes. Their beer lines going which affects the taste of a beer.
I have seen enough episodes of Bar Rescue to realize that, yes, not enough places do that. So that
I typically go can. Or bottle.
If you can.
Yeah.
Why? Because you get a headache? Some people get headaches from tap beer.
No, I'm saying simply just because I know it's sealed.
When did you become a neat for a germaphobe?
I'm not a germaphobe.
You kind of are.
You might be. You've been talking about these clean freak things. Not even in your own bathroom will you do the wall leak.
Because I don't want to touch things in the bathroom.
Which is weird because you grew up in McGuanago.
What's that mean? Jeez. What are you taking out the city of McGuanago for?
I mean, it's not like he's Fox Point or something like that where all the bougie people live. Come on. All right, give me next one.
Starts with an audio clip.
I mean, people, honestly, come on. Save the planet.
In what way were you encouraging people to save the planet?
By not washing your clothes all the time.
Rewearing clothes, not washing them all the time. Sure. Yeah. It started with you and your shorts.
The ocean's really sudsy.
Question three, another audio clip.
Was that Scalz?
Who did you mistake for Greg Scalzo?
The curler.
Need a name.
The curler. Curl guy. Curl. Olympics. Gold medal.
Yeah.
Boom.
These are all correct, but we need a name, apparently. Joshy's being a stickler. He's not taking you just describing the things that this person has done in his career.
Because the whole point when you asked if it was Skells and we mentioned the person's
Josh.
Name.
John? Josh. Josh? Josh.
Not even close.
Brian?
Nope. So it's possible that the reason he's thinking Josh is because the last name is Hamilton.
Ah! What's his first name?
Matt.
That was close.
You weren't in the ballpark.
Matt Hamilton?
Matt Hamilton.
Should be Josh.
Can't wait to send that to
what
them
am
later.
I? One and two?
One and two. So you got to get these back-to-back questions correct. Who was the punter from the Pro Bowl that caused you to say
Jeff
this?
Jeff Eagles. Right now, I think if you gave me 10 kicks from the 30, I'm making half of them.
Oh, boy.
I'm making half.
You've upset a lot of teammates on the air this week. You didn't know who Matt Hamilton was. You got Brad Nortman tweeting at the show now because he doesn't think that you can make kicks.
I bet I can make 10 for, 5 from 30. Let's go 4.
Let's read Brad Nortman's tweet because I sent this clip to him. He said, Chewy could probably still clamp down a DE or snag a TD in the red zone, but a field goal from the 30-yard line, 40-yard field goal, an actual game
reps. No. I said a 30-yard kick, not
a 40.
He said
from the 30, so I think that confused them.
Canadian rules.
Goal posts are up near the goal line.
I said 40, no. 30, I think I can get 4 out of 10.
He says you make most 1 of 10.
Why is he so mad? He's a punter.
specialists stick together.
Because you've been taking out specialists literally your entire radio career.
Yeah, but he knows that. But he's great. He's like Jaime. Craig Hendrich.
Okay.
Loved him. Not a top five teammate ever. Checker.
All right, you got the question right. Continue to take out more people along the way. If you get this question right, you are a winner, and it starts with an audio clip.
You know why, John? Because we're blue-collar guys.
Why did you claim that you and John were blue-collared guys?
Who's John?
He was a texter.
Caller.
Oh, he was a caller. Excuse me. Yes. John was a caller.
What day?
Wednesday.
One more time. You know why, John? Because we're blue-collar guys. I remember the caller. I mean, what were we talking about?
Why did you claim that you guys...
Why would somebody this week call in to show support for you?
Probably because I worked the whole week by myself. Am I right?
I love that he took the opportunity to rip the rest of us. He had no idea what the answer was, but he just decided, you know what? I'm taking a shot.
You're all coming down with me.
What was it?
The tomato soup and tuna sandwich combo.
You called in to say, yeah, you gotta lay off my guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love John.
And then somehow that turns into you guys being blue collar. Which, if you think of struggle meals, grilled cheese is...
is bougie.
Kraft singles and two slices of white.
People in Fox Point eat grilled cheese, and McGuanago, it's tuna. I lost, huh?
You lost.
Kind of felt like a win, though.
Everything this week has turned out somehow to be coming up chewy.
Keeps coming up chewy for some reason. A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Am I supposed to be excited for tomorrow? Not, tepid?
Not full-blown, but yeah, you should have a little excitement. A little bit.
Josh, are you excited?
Half a cup.
I'm excited that the football season's back. So I'm going to be excited regardless. I don't think I can learn a whole lot, but...
You learn a little.
There's football players on the field. That's good to me.
But I'd like to learn a little bit of something in the game.
You will.
What do you think? What do you think is going to be the biggest takeaway when we reconvene and you won't be here on Monday?
Kickers.
Since you decided to take all of us out, since we had all taken off days throughout the course of the week, and then
it's only fair.
What do you know? First thing you're doing is taking off Monday.
Yeah. Kickers.
Kickers.
One will separate here, I think.
But again, it just like the Lions scored 3 points last night. Like, there's a chance that only one kicker gets an opportunity.
I would say anytime it's 4th and 2 and it's a 55-yarder, kick it. It's all about evaluation.
If you were to rank 1 out of 100 in all the professional sports positions I care about, the kicker battle is 100th.
Is it? Yeah, until they lose you a game.
It's make or miss.
Until they lose you a game, and then you're irate.
Well, yeah, again, we talked about this, though, this week. We don't care who wins.
Yes.
We know there's going to be a winner.
Whatever happens, going to happen. I got no say in it.
Like, I don't have a guy. Kicks. Like, I got a guy. Like, I'm rooting for Dontavian Wicks in wide receiver land. I'm not rooting for Joseph or Carlson or whoever the third guy is.
I want the guy who sucks the least. That's all I'm asking.
Just enjoy it and take it all in.
Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Willie and Josh coming up next.